Coach Johnson with us from Vanderbilt. What's going on, Coach?
A little Florida action on video here, watching a little film.
But that's pretty good.
That suspension of Brandon Spikes, I mean, that's going to make all the difference, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He sits out a half, you know, it makes things a lot easier. Let's talk about, first of all, the quarterback situation and a tough deal for Larry Smith, out for the year with a torn hamstring. But, you know, you have an experienced guy, McKenzie Adams, who's been in these situations before.
We do. We thought Larry was making a lot of progress and is still going to be a very good quarterback for us, you know, for years to come. But we've got McKenzie, and he's proven that he can go into games and do a great job for us. And the thing about McKenzie, he's a competitor and likes this kind of situation. We'll go out and prepare well and be ready to go against Florida. He won't be scared at all.
Scheme-wise, it's probably pretty similar, you know, between what you do with Larry and what you do with McKenzie, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the offense. And, you know, McKenzie has not gotten the reps in practice that Larry has, but he's gotten a fair amount, and he knows exactly what's going on and can make all the calls and make all the reads and make all the throws. So, you know, we feel good about it.
Bobby, I really felt like you guys had Georgia Tech where you wanted them Saturday night. Your offense is working as well as it has all season. You get up by a field goal. You know, you're hanging in there with them. Just how disappointing was it to see it slip away the way that it did?
Well, it's extremely disappointing. It's hard enough to beat them as it is. They've got a great offense. It's tough to defend, and they do a great job of executing it. But, you know, we were making a few stops and keeping the ball. Well, we weren't keeping the ball, really. We were scoring fast. And, you know, but when you start turning it over on the 20 and the 30 and just giving them those kind of easy opportunities for scores, it's just not, you know, you're not going to beat anybody, much less a good team like Georgia Tech.
You faced a really good quarterback in Josh Nesbitt who never seemed to make a bad decision, and now Tim Tebow this week. Beyond the obvious, you know, as a hardcore football guy, as an aficionado, what do you appreciate about Tebow?
Well, you know, Tebow does everything correctly. You know, he runs the offense just exactly like they direct him to. He makes all the decisions and the reads. You know, they run the option, not quite like Georgia Tech, but, you know, they run a lot of option. He makes the great pitches. He's great on play action pass. And when he runs the ball, it's amazing how hard it is for people to tackle him. And these are good tackling teams that he goes up against. And for some reason, he has a knack of either outrunning a guy or acting like he's going to outrun a guy, and a guy just overshoots him, and he goes back and gains 5, 10, 15 more yards. So it's really tough. And if you do hem him up, you know, he'll just stop and throw it downfield somewhere who's – somebody's wide open.
And I guess, Bobby, if you're going to pick your poison, perfect world, you load up the box and you jam up Hernandez, the tight end, and try to bottle up Tebow as much as you can. And then pretty much because they don't have the great skill that they're used to having outside, that maybe that could be an area where perhaps you just go a little bit more one-on-one and compete outside to take away Tebow on the inside.
Well, Frank, come on over and get all that done for me, and you know, we'll go play golf this afternoon. I mean, they're not shoddy out there at wide receiver now, and then like I say, bottling up Hernandez is easier said than done. He's sort of like you, Frank. He makes a lot of plays out there, and you know, he's just one of those guys who you think, as you're watching film, he says, "Well, heck yeah, we can cover that guy." But he gets open, and you know, it's Tebow's scrambling ability, I think, that really helps his wide receivers and his tight end. He steps up in the pocket, moves around, flicks a few defensive linemen off of him, and then stands in there and throws a good pass for him. It's hard to defend. But, hey, you know, we're going down there with a lot of confidence in our defense. We've we're going to get after them. You know, we've been playing well against the pass, so we think we'll have a few things ready for them.
Bobby, they're so good on their defense, really front to back. I think the only weakness everybody pointed out is their corners aren't very tall. But I want to ask you just about them up front. You know, coming off the edges with Dunlap and Jermaine Cunningham, and just how you don't want to get into a situation where you're going to have to start throwing the ball and have those guys tee off on you.
You're exactly right. You know, make them play everything if we can. The run game has picked up a little bit for us, and you know, our young tailbacks are doing a good job. And if we can continue to do that and put them in situations where, you know, they don't know whether to rush or play the run, yeah, it will certainly help us. But, you know, Dunlap is such a force in there, and, you know, they're hard to contain. There's no doubt about it. I think that's why they're number one.
Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. Let's talk a little bit about your freshman running backs. Zach Stacy and Warren Norman have both had outstanding freshman seasons. What about it, you know, had those two more ready to play than maybe some other first-year players? For me, I guess, first and foremost, they just look physically like they were ready to go and play big-time college football.
They are, and we had them for the whole summer, so they were able to be with our offensive players, and they learned a lot about the offense and what we were going to do. And, you know, like you say, they were just rip-roaring ready to go when they came in here, and they saw an opportunity. And then, you know, when Jared was hurt, you know, both of them saw an opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to get in there and go. And, you know, they just took advantage of a great situation for them. The other thing is, you know, I just think freshmen are more ready to play with the summer school and the extra time they get, practicing before the preseason. The freshmen have just a better chance to come in and compete these days.
Does it make it more of a challenge when you're trying to decide about redshirting guys, you know, especially skill players? It's one thing to redshirt offensive linemen or, you know, to try to get them a little stronger, or a quarterback trying to learn a system. But for other skill guys, does it make you think a little more?
Well, it does. You know, redshirting is a huge decision every year. And you just hope you do the right thing for the team and the player. But, you know, we feel like we got a really good player redshirting in Wesley Tate. He's another guy, and it was just, you know, a decision which one to redshirt and which ones to go out there and play. And, you know, I think he's going to be a special player also, and it's going to be a huge help for our team.
Did you have any idea that Warren Norman could be this kind of a kicker turner? You talked some yesterday about his running style, for one thing, you know, being something that really helped him, you know, in making a cut and going with it.
Well, obviously we didn't know he was going to return three kickoffs for touchdowns.
Sure.
You know, so, but, you know, Warren is a good runner. He makes cuts without losing his speed, which is really the key on kick returns. If you can just make a small cut, make a guy miss without losing your momentum, you got a chance to bust through there. And that's what he's done on all three of those returns. He just busted through a small hole, and people haven't had a chance to converge on him, and he just makes the big play that way. And he runs that way, too. He runs through the middle of the line that way, too.
Bobby, yeah, and I'm sure you've thought of this, so I'm sure I'm not breaking new ground here for you. But, you know, given that you're going to have Tate, especially next year, and knowing what you already have with Stacy and Norman, you know, a thought that maybe you make one of them kind of, you know, more like a Reggie Bush type, you know, where you get them out into space, maybe, you know, a flanker type, so you're able to have, you know, maybe a little more versatility and, you know, able to have more than one of those guys on the field at one time?
Well, I think Warren's that type of player. He has excellent hands. You've seen him the last couple of weeks catch some balls out of the backfield, and he's just a natural receiver. And we actually knew that coming in this year that would be a possibility, but he became so valuable in the backfield that, you know, right now we couldn't, you know, think about moving him out there. But, you know, it's a good possibility we could do that.